Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night. Happy weekend. Happy Saturday. Happy a couple days from Sunday. Happy whatever, okay? I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. I'm joining you. I'm coming to you out of the studio live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to super producer and host Dave Shepard joining us live out of New York City. Much love to you wherever you at. You enjoying yourself on a Friday night? Good. You making money on a Friday night? Good. You stealing money from work on a Friday night? Good. Don't tell anybody. Some people are stealing money at work and they're not even doing anything. Good for you too. Anyway, I'm going to be doing the same here for the next 2 hours. I get started though at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific every single weeknight. We've had a busy night so far. We heard from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Thank you so much to one of the greatest basketball players ever. Historical figure, too. Thank you to Kareem for joining us last hour. If you missed it, hit rewind on the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Shout-outs to the captain, Kareem. We talked about some of the great NFL matchups, or at least the good ones that I want to see this upcoming weekend. Kansas City at Jacksonville. Is Kansas City going to go 0-2? I don't know. They got Chris Jones back. They have Travis Kelce back. Maybe that Tony guy, Kadarius, won't drop 4 passes. So let's see what they do there. I want to see if Zach Wilson gets eaten alive against the Cowboys. We got the Bills and the Raiders. It should be interesting to see what the Bills do, how they bounce back. Aaron Rodgers spoke to Pat McAfee. Aaron Rodgers today with an interesting quote. Let's hear that again, because he was with Pat McAfee on ESPN, and Aaron Rodgers was asked. He's like, hey, you coming back? Like, what's your timetable for a return? And this is what Aaron Rodgers said.
There's been some guys with some interesting timetables on Achilles returns, but it's just there's a process. There's certain markers we got to hit.
You trying to say you're coming back this season?
I'm not gonna make any of those statements.
Is it a possibility?
I think, as Kevin Garnett said, anything's possible.
Wow. Stop it. Ain't no coming back this season for Aaron Rodgers. Was he got a replacement leg coming? Like, you can't just do that. And if he does do it, wow. I know this past Wednesday, as I do every Wednesday night, I gave you a top 6 list. And we talked about some of the greatest injury returns and comebacks that we've ever witnessed or seen in the sports world. If Aaron Rodgers pops his damn Achilles and comes back later in the season or the postseason, well, I'll be damned. I don't know if I'm going to put him at the top with DeMar Hamlin, who died and came back, or Alex Smith. They had to basically reconstruct his leg and almost killed him. I don't think so, man. I wouldn't hold my breath on an Aaron Rodgers comeback. It sounds nice, though. It sounds nice. We talked about the evolution of the Buffalo Bills. Or maybe they're going the opposite direction. I mean, Stephon Diggs is having to tell people, like, hey, listen, folks, like my guy is good. Josh Allen is good. He's not going the wrong way. Like, we're doing okay. Listen to Stephon Diggs convince the world that everything is okay in Bills land.
He's coming to work just like each and every day. You know what I'm saying? I want him to smile. I want him to live his life like he's focused as usual. It's nothing that he did prior to that game that would have made me think he wasn't focused. He's been the guy that's working hard and doing all the right things. It's never going to be that. So I feel like at this point, like, no, nah, it's a new week. Shake it off. You're going to fly around. Receiver's going to catch. Quarterback's going to throw. Lineman going to block. Running back's going to run a little bit, I hope.
Call us Superman earlier. If you were a superhero.
I don't know, man. I think I'm a superhero right now.
Well, good for him. See, everything is fine with the Buffalo Bills. They're fine. They're okay. Josh Allen will bounce back. Stephon Diggs won't get insulted by the reporters. Like, everything is fine up in Western New York. It's good. Just like in Philadelphia. You know, last night, as the Philadelphia Eagles beat those Minnesota Vikings 34-28, after the game, I mean, what did people talk about with the Eagles? It wasn't even necessarily the win. Talking about Jalen Hurts versus A.J. Brown, and is A.J. Brown beefing with Jalen Hurts, and come on, he's a wide receiver. The guy wants the football. Of course he's going to whine and complain. We have seen this forever. I don't care if it's Keyshawn Johnson or Randy Moss or Terrell Owens. They always complain, and they want the ball. They feel that they can change the game. And we know this. Giselle Bündchen told us this, and it's not just her husband. Can't throw and catch the ball at the same time. You got to rely on the quarterback to throw it. The wide receiver has to get it. And so they were asked about this exchange. Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, just went to a Super Bowl, was asked about this. And he said, man, I ain't worried about me and A.J. Brown. We good.
I think everybody wants to make plays and everybody wants to contribute. I have no worry about him. You know, and he's a great player, great teammate, great friend, and we'll all do anything and everything with winning in mind.
Okay. Well, what about the other wide receiver? What about Devontae Smith? What does he think about all this? He's like, man, we good in this wide receiver room. This team is good. We good.
He gonna be all right, man. You know, that's part of being a competitor, man. You always want to be feel like you're part of the team, helping the team and things like that, man. You know, anytime something like that going on, it's not nothing, you know, bad. He's not bashing nobody, man. He just, you know, wants to feel part of the team, wants to, you know, help us. I mean, at the end of the day, you grind with these guys all throughout the week. So when it's time to go out there on Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whatever it is, man, you just want to, you know, be battling with your guys.
Ain't no big deal. You just heard Devontae Smith say it. You want to know a key word that he just said? Competition. I'm not worried about no Philadelphia Eagles at all. Just competition, in-house competition. You compete in-house and iron sharpens iron, and then you go out there and then you just smash the Vikings. Fine. Four turnovers, and the fact that they were competitive was admirable, but come on now, they beat them. Competition. And it's not just the athletes that are competitive, and not even just the NFL in a general sense. Life is about competition. Survival of the fittest. You're at the top of the food chain or you're at the bottom. And let me tell you something. Out of all the NFL games that we have going on this week, if you want to take a look at the survival of the fittest, it's kind of wild right now that I think it's more or most appropriate to look at coaching at this moment. And what the hell do I mean by that? Go to Boulder, Colorado. Take a look at Deion Sanders, okay? This man is the biggest thing in college football right now, this moment. It's not Alabama figuring out their quarterback, swapping one out for another. It's not the Georgia Bulldogs and their schedule going for a three-peat. It's Deion Sanders. And let me tell you something. You want to talk about competition? Deion Sanders has these coaches sweating. There's no competition right now when it comes to Deion Sanders. You can go ahead and take a look at his roster and you can look at the team and nobody's going to wake up and go, oh my God, Colorado is going to win the national championship. But when it comes to being a coach, these coaches are shaking right now. They are afraid of Deion being able to recruit. They are afraid of Deion being able to bring in other players. They are afraid of this man. People want to follow him. People want to pay attention. People want to listen. He is a star. He has shone bright for so damn long. And I think this is why we've had a lot of cases of college teams, of professional teams, who have not necessarily wanted to hire stars, because you have other coaches who are looking around going, well, damn it, if Deion is here and they're going to hire other former players, if they're going to bring in other dudes who are charismatic and who can inspire, then damn it, we going to be out of a job. And I think there are a lot of coaches who are afraid. You know, we can look at Norvell from Colorado State and listen to his comments from yesterday, 2 days ago, about the sunglasses and the hat, trying to rile up his guys. He doesn't do anything but show, I'm sorry, how inferior he is. That he's not in the category. That you got to say things like this on his own show to rile people up or try to rile up your own team. This is what he said about the hat and sunglasses.
You know, we had to do a bunch of ESPN videos, and it was great. I loved it. But our kids came out of those videos really with a chip on their shoulder. They're tired of all that stuff. They really are tired of it. And I sat down with ESPN today, and I don't care if they hear it in Boulder. I told them I took my hat off and I took my glasses off, and I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught. So, you know, they're not going to like us no matter what we say or do. It doesn't matter, okay? That's just how I feel about it.
It's your show.
I'm just tired of – I mean, I'm tired of all that stuff. It's just – it's and I know everybody else is too.
That comment inspired interest in a game that people were already interested in just because Deion. But that comment inspired the biggest sports storyline this weekend. ESPN is out in Boulder, Colorado. Okay? Pat McAfee set up shop with his show in Boulder, Colorado. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in Boulder, Colorado, and sat down to talk about Colorado and Boulder and Deion and Shador. And even The Rock showed up tonight on WWE SmackDown, which they named after The Rock because he would lay the SmackDown on people's candy asses. This is big time, man. And then Deion is even playing into it. He's such a huge star. Today we got a clip. Deion is giving away glasses now. He's like, okay, you want to talk about my shades? I'm going to give away my shades to my whole team. Listen to this.
Let's give him some. Let's give him some. These are the shades. I'm going to give you these.
It's pretty wild, man. And when you listen to Deion, like, how could you not be a high school kid right now? Looking at Colorado and saying, damn it, I want to go play out there. I mean, what Deion, he continued on, and he was just inspiring his guys. He had a message for Colorado State. Listen to this.
They don't realize not only are we going to kick their butts because it's personal, but it's going to be business, but it's also pleasure. When I say business, blenders. I do a line of shades with blenders. This is one of the first lines, so they don't realize they just help me with business. 1, 2, 3.
We coming. And Deion transcends. We know this. Deion transcends football. I mean, I listen to Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts sits down. He has a podcast. Mookie Betts, shout out to all my listeners up in Seattle, the Pacific Northwest. Mookie Betts sat down with Julio Rodriguez, star center fielder for the Seattle Mariners. This guy is whooping ass this year. He's going to be a star for years to come. Julio Rodriguez is sitting down talking about Deion Sanders. Mookie Betts asked Julio Rodriguez about Deion, and I had to go, damn, I didn't expect that. Listen to this.
Coach Prime, do you know much about Deion Sanders at all, Coach Prime?
Look good, feel good, play good.
Okay, so that's him in a nutshell. There was a coach that told him, or not even told him, that just kind of, you saw him, you know what I'm talking about. Are you on base or off base with glasses during an interview?
We're here right now.
On base.
Everybody got their own personality. Right. You know, that was his household was taught that. He doesn't know what in the Sanders household was taught. He doesn't know the value that he was raised with. He sees the glasses and the hat and all that. But what is he about? Do you got the time to talk to him or like actually learn about him? So I feel like I'm on base on that. You know, you're doing you.
He has to be him.
He has to be him.
The man said he's bringing a lot of luggage, but it's all Louis. Coach Prime just being himself. And I think he's like pretty much the number one person everybody could look at who always is himself, but handles his business as well. And there is space for both.
Yeah, he is himself. He ain't trying to be nobody else. There hasn't been a Deion before a Deion. It hasn't been one after. And the fact that Julio Rodriguez, who's like just barely old enough to drink, he ain't see Deion Sanders play, but he's sitting there quoting the guy. I mean, he's from the DR, and he's telling everybody about things that Deion said 30 years ago. This is big time. And it's not big time. This is prime time. Other coaches should be shaking in their boots. We haven't seen the full results, okay? I get it. It's been two games. Two games at Colorado. But the man is changing the game. And the potential to change the game should have people afraid, should have other coaches afraid of Deion Sanders. This is something that the world of college football has not seen before. And we know there's plenty of change and schools moving from conference to conference. We have the transfer portal, which certainly works in the favor of Deion as he basically flipped over the entire team. This is a perfect storm. If we got to think about college basketball, a lot of the college basketball greats, a lot of the coaches said, I ain't dealing with this NIL stuff. I ain't dealing with this transfer. I don't think it's a coincidence that the Coach K's and the Boeheims have decided to just exit stage left as the game has changed. College football is now about movement. It's about leverage. It's about stars, the players. The coaches are typically the stars. There ain't no bigger star than Deion Sanders. I want you to listen to this. This is from his introductory press conference. Deion talked about his expectations at Colorado. Listen.
We didn't just bring you in here to just compete. We brought you in here to dominate. Am I right or wrong? Is there anything about me, any sense of life that I give you that I'm not here to dominate? We're not just here to win. We're here to dominate. I don't like the question, what you think the record gonna be? Well, shoot, I really want to say we gonna win it all. Because that's the way I think. But that gets controversial. Then I put y'all on the hook. And I don't know if y'all built for that right now. We're going through the summer to see if you built for that. Who built for? Who built for? Now, who built to ride with me? Who built to get with me? Who built to talk that talk and walk that walk? Who is built like that?
When you listen to that man and you look at his accomplishments and you look at what he has done, you look at his standing in the world of professional football, one of the greatest of all time. He has not just been a star because of his mouth, because of his style. It all comes off of how he played. He walked the walk. He talked the talk. And he always backed it up. It's two games in. But it's very clear. Even in an early two games here at Colorado and coming from Jackson State and then coaching his kids at high school, and God knows we all know what he did at the professional level. College coaches should be shaking in their boots. And if you ain't wearing boots, you're wearing sneakers, you should be shaking in those. Deion Sanders is here. It's early, but the potential of what he has and what's in front of him could change coaching. And if I were a coach and I had to be competitive with him, I would be scared as hell. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Real simple. Is Deion Sanders changing the game? Is he switching things up in the coaching ranks? And should other coaches be worried about Deion? Or is this just a flash in the pan? If I were a coach, I can't compete with this dude. I can't recruit with him. Deion won. What say you? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Your call's on the other side of the break.
Sanders dancing for a long, long touchdown.
People would say, how do you put up with him? He dances when he scores.
The Deion shuffle follows.
And I look at these people and say, I hope he dances three times a game. I'll dance with him.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? Been listening to you for a good little while now. Called it a couple times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
In the world of college football right now, I'd say that there ain't nobody more sensational than a guy who's not even playing. His name is Deion Sanders. I think there's more attention being paid to him, his program, than there is anything in the NFL this upcoming weekend. I'm serious about that. It's because of him. People talking about him. Worrying about what he's wearing, what he's doing, who's he talking to, who's he attracting. It's about him. It's two games in. There's no doubt about it. He is a massive star. Because of what he did on the football field, how he carried himself off. He walked the walk. He talked the talk. He backed it all up. And I made a very simple point before the break. I mean, when you got all these coaches worried and talking trash and saying things about him, and you look at the attention and how he's attracting talent, and wow. I made a very clear point. I think the coaches, I think some of them are afraid of Deion. How he is attracting talent, how he can attract talent. He walks into the living room, his parents. I mean, you want to tell me that there aren't kids in high school who are paying attention to Colorado going, I want to be down with this. This is like Michigan. This is like taking it back to the Fab Five, where it's just like, oh, man, I need me some black socks and a bald head. Except for the coach is the one driving this right now. It's early, but there's some potential here to see some ripple effects, man. I think the coaches are shaking in their boots. There might be some change. I don't think this is a flash in the pan. Is Deion going to be in Colorado for 2 years, 3 years, four? I have no idea. None. But I just know he is bringing new interest. And if I'm a coach, I would be concerned. What say you? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Patrick is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks, JR. I appreciate it. And I would tell you, you are spot on. My son was playing Deion Sanders on Madden football, and I don't think he ever watched him play. But he loved him. Yeah, period. And then I had the privilege of watching him through the high school stuff and the privilege of him being a promotional speaker. And he definitely walks the walk and talks it. I mean, that he totally was spot on. I listened to him for 2 hours. He was so genuine. It was awesome. It was totally awesome. I couldn't say another word. Now, growing up watching him, I'm 53. Yeah, you kind of hated the man for a little bit because he's prime time. Da, da, da. But he was just selling the product, you know? And, wow. But he backs it up. It was not about just selling the product. He backed it up. The man is genuine. I listened to him for 2 hours, and it was amazing.
Okay.
He held nothing back. He told everything about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Patrick. Appreciate you sharing that from Wisconsin. All the best to you. How old's your boy?
Well, he's 16 now.
Right. Yeah, he didn't. I'll tell you this, and we played this before the break. I would not have, and thank you for calling from Wisconsin, I would have never thought or expected to hear Julio Rodriguez talking about Deion Sanders and quoting Deion Sanders. There are people like a 16-year-old and a 21-year-old who have not seen this guy play. And here he is, mid-50s, still relevant.
Look good, feel good, play good.
Okay, so that's him in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's Julio Rodriguez. Like, come on. He ain't going to tell you about no interception with the Niners. He ain't going to tell you about no return to Atlanta. He ain't going to tell you about that. He's not going to tell you, maybe he does, about the Braves. That's Julio Rodriguez talk about Deion Sanders. Come on. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Todd is here from Cleveland. What's up, Todd?
JR, I'm speaking as a man who really would like to see Colorado make it to the playoffs this year, but I don't think even if they were undefeated, the schedule is going to get them in. I want you to know where I'm coming from. Having said that, the hype surrounding Deion is coming from the public, but the quality of play of that team is coming from a team effort of the coaching staff. It hasn't been all Deion. And I'm not even convinced it's been mostly Deion. They have a very good coaching staff, a team of coaches that have led to their success. But if I was a coach in the NCAA, I would have no fear of that team. They beat a team in their first game that scored 42 points on them. What's to be scared of? And then they jumped on Nebraska, which is really a mediocre team in and of itself. And I thought that was the better game of the two games they played so far. But, nah, man, ain't nobody scared of that dude. Ain't nobody scared of that team. The other teams that are going to probably go to the playoffs, nobody. But they playing live ball because they got a good coaching team, not just Deion. So, no, the game is not being changed because of him. And they haven't done what they need to do, him as his coaching team or his team of players, in order to really make an impact in the NCAA to the point where they've changed anything. But I hope they get a fair shot. I hope they get close.
Okay. Thank you, Todd, for calling from Cleveland. Yeah, those are two different things from what I'm discussing. I said it's early in the season. I have no idea what they're going to do this year. I certainly don't expect them to go to the college football playoff. And I'm not talking about necessarily the game on the field. I'm talking about him as a coach. I'm talking about his influence, what he's already done, and the potential of what he can do. It's wild. If I'm another coach, I'm not talking about fearing Colorado. I don't think Oregon is going to look at them and go, oh, we can't beat them. Oh, my God, we got to be scared. I'm talking about the game. I'm talking about winning. I'm talking about recruiting talent. I'm talking about attracting talent. Why wouldn't you look at that dude and go, oh, my God, like he's a step ahead of me? And if we want to talk about his coaching staff, it starts with him. Everything starts with him at the top. He's running the show out in Colorado. He's getting a paycheck to do so. He's running the show. It ain't no different than some wide receiver lining up against him in the 90s. You looking at him going, I got to get past him. 855-212-4CBS. Adam is calling from Ottawa. Shout outs to Canada. Adam, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio. Go ahead, Adam.
Oh, no, this is Steve, not Adam.
Who are you?
Steve from Napa.
Oh, Steve?
Yeah. No worries.
Napa? You're in Napa?
No, Annapolis, Maryland.
Oh, Annapolis. Okay, well, thank you, Steve. Well, thank you. Go ahead. Two totally different places, but go ahead.
No, I just was kind of piggybacking off of what you said. I just about Deion and changing the game, at least just how, you know, it's going to be. And I think one thing you brought up was that was a really good point was just the transfer portal and how much of an advantage that's going to be to this guy, you know, for the next, you know, however many seasons he coaches. I mean, I know that last caller was trying to find reasons to kind of, you know, prove other people wrong with that. And that's what a lot of people are doing. They're just, you know, it's almost, I mean, when they lose their first game, the media is going to go crazy. It's going to be, you know, are they overrated? And, you know, they always have to jump to those kind of conclusions. But, you know, I really, you know, I just think that they got something special going on there. I know it's early, like you said, but I just think that in the next few years, they're going to be right up there with the top. I think they're going to be contenders for a long time. I really do, especially, like I said, with the transfer portal and everything. I mean, it's just everything's in his favor. And most important, all these kids, just like you said, like who wouldn't want to play for this guy?
Yeah, I don't buy, and thank you. Thank you, said Steve from Annapolis. Oh, thank you, Steve. Listen, man, I ain't playing no college football. If I had an option right now, if you put it in front of me and, hey, JR, I'm in Georgia. Athens is right down the road from me. I'd love to be a Bulldog. I got Bulldog stuff, red and black. Listen, I got it all. T-shirts, hoodies, I got it all. If you would have asked me right now, hey, man, you want to go play for Kirby? You want to play for Deion? I'm going to play for Deion Sanders, man. What are you talking about? Hey, you want to go play for Nick? Look at all them guys he got. And I want to go play for Deion. You don't want to go. Hey, you don't want to go up to Clemson. I want to go play for Deion. 855-212-4CBS. I think we do have. Hey, this is Adam from Ottawa. The Canadian is here. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Not too bad. So I'm fairly new to college football, I'll be honest. So in regards to the question of whether Deion Sanders is changing the game, I feel like I can't really answer that just because I haven't watched college football prior. But I will say that Deion Sanders has got me very hyped up. Like, I'll be straight honest, too. I kind of hopped on this Colorado bandwagon. Like, I'm watching every single game from here on out. And just seeing that winning mentality that he's got, like you said, like, in a sense, like, coaches should fear him, like, to the point where, like, he can talk the talk, walk the walk, and just years on end, like, he's gonna, like, the recruiting, the coaching, everything, like, it's gonna eventually,
well, Adam,
change for sure.
That's what I mean when I say change the game. I'm not referring to the X's and O's on the field. I'm talking about the overall structure and the system and the interest. The fact alone that you said, man, I ain't into college football, I'm not paying attention. But the fact that you said up in Ottawa that you're like, man, I'm rocking with Colorado, that to me is changing the game. When you're drawing in interest from people who wouldn't typically care. Let me put it this way. Tomorrow night, I have no idea what the hell I'm going to be doing. But I do know this. At 10 p.m., if you would have asked me the past couple of years, I would have seen Colorado and Colorado State on in the background at a bar somewhere on like the 8th TV in the corner, and I'd be like, okay, what's going on over there? All right, fine, whatever. We have people, and thank you, Adam, for calling from Ottawa. We have folks who will be intently watching tomorrow night just because of him. Think about this. We are talking not even necessarily about Colorado and Colorado State. We are having a full conversation here with full lines right now. People messaging me personally about Deion. Who else has done that in college football in recent memory? One individual. What coach has done that? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Ironically, you want to talk about changing the game. We have another college coach who might be in some trouble. He's actually being sued by a former player. I'm going to take your calls. We'll talk about that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first time caller, love your show. You have a very, very good common sense and analytical way to how you put your stuff out there. Appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Man, we're talking about one great dude, one great player, one great personality, one legend, and in Deion Sanders and his impact so far at Colorado, not necessarily on the field, but just who and how he is. He's a unique character in the space of college football. One of a kind, certainly, always has been. Is he changing the game? Should other coaches be worried about his influence? And I think overall the answer is yes. So I've been taking your calls on that. And speaking of another legend, for my folks here in Atlanta with me, we know another legend for the whole damn world. Lionel Messi, now playing in the MLS. Tomorrow afternoon is supposed to be crazy here in Atlanta. Mercedes-Benz Inter Miami is supposed to play Atlanta United. Well, they're going to play. Messi reportedly didn't travel with the team to Atlanta. I know there's a lot of people who are planning on packing that stadium. That's not to say that he won't play, but he didn't travel with the squad. Now, he has been with Argentina playing international games and World Cup qualifiers, and I think we'll see Messi. People are trying to make it something. I think we'll see Messi, and I also understand it's on turf. Messi has played on turf. He did say he has no issue with it, but the guy eventually is going to need rest. I think we'll see Messi. It'll be a disaster here if we don't. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get your thoughts here. Michael's calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR, how you doing? I want to tell you, Deion is not a flash in the pan, because when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame, he didn't take one, two, three. He took 7 busload of children to see that experience. And I equate that to the work you're doing with the children that you are helping out there. And one day, one of those children, they may be on a Colorado football field. They may be behind your microphone. But don't forget about the work you're doing out there. What Deion Sanders is doing, he is bringing this country together in a time when we need this country together through Boulder, Colorado. Right now, we're all Buffaloes, because we see the goodness of what he's trying to do. This man can barely walk, has all the money in the world. He took Jackson State with him. So nobody forgot about Jackson State, what the water was like. And the work you're doing with your children, believe me, don't think that they're not going to make it to Boulder, they're not going to make it to where I'm at, or they're not going to make it behind your microphone. You keep doing the work you're doing, because you're doing a great job also.
Me? Me?
Yes, oh, I know the foundation you do with those kids. I'm not stupid. I listen to everything that you do.
Oh, thanks.
You know, you don't blaze it out there. You don't blaze. But I do the same thing here at Euclid Creek in Cleveland. I give all you can eat at Euclid Creek just for the people that they think they're going to count on. I've been doing it for 40 years.
Well, Mike.
So what Deion is doing, he's bringing the country together in a way that we need right now, okay. And so are you.
Oh, thanks, Mike, and kudos to you.
It's a privilege to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Kudos to you for everything that you're doing out in Ohio. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Cleveland. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Alan is here from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Alan?
Sorry to spoil the show, the dreams, but I know he's very colorful and he's very charismatic, but this man has health issues. If I'm his friend, I'm saying you get out, and you get out now, because you're putting your life on the line. Look at all the circulation problems he's had. He's had 10 surgeries on his foot, and the doctors had to cut through his thigh. And look at what's going on, you know. And my dad, when I was a youngster, he says never put your life on the line against money or glory. And that's exactly what he's doing. Not so much money, but the glory.
What,
so
Alan,
I would tell him, you get out right now.
I don't.
Otherwise, your life is in jeopardy. I actually
think it's the opposite. I don't think he is doing this per se for his own personal glory. Did you hear the last caller?
Yes, I heard him. Oh, yeah. And
I think it's a misnomer. I also think it's not fair to say that Deion is just like, hey, I need to do this for my own health. Like, let's actually think about this for a minute. He doesn't need to do anything that he is doing. I think it's twofold. And I wholeheartedly believe him. He is doing this because he has an opportunity to do it with his kids and his family. That's one part of it. The other part of it is he has certainly helped change and influence lives. And to think that a guy who almost lost his foot, lost part of his leg, is just doing this just to pat himself on the back, I don't even think he would be that arrogant, man. Can we give him some credit?
Well, he better listen to the doctor, that's all. If the doctors say it's okay, then it is okay. I just don't know what the doctors are saying, that's all. But
yeah, well, even outside of that, the conversation that we've had here is about his influence, man. It's his influence. And whether he has three toes or five toes or two toes, it lends to it. Look, I couldn't even tell you, and thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. I couldn't even tell you what could this man say in a room full of folks about what he is doing under the circumstances that he physically has to do them under. This guy is limping around out there on the field. He has had to sit down while he's coaching. You want to tell me that one of the most athletic human beings that we have seen here in North American sports, you want to tell me that that dude doesn't feel a way about his current standing? And you want to tell me that him vocalizing that in a room full of 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds would not be inspiring? The guy opens up his mouth and makes people want to move in the first place. And I don't think he sits around in the room day to day and talks about his foot being an impediment. But if he wanted to choose to use that to say, hey, look at me. Well, damn. You talk about people all the time who do a whole hell of a lot and don't have a lot to work with. At this stage of his life, let's be real. Does he need to do this? Is it of a supreme benefit to him? No, he doesn't. And I'm sure, yeah, we heard about this. There have been days where he's in pain, and he still does it. And I don't think it's all ego-driven. Is there ego there? Yes, absolutely. But is it all just to pat himself on the back and float around like a balloon? I don't think so. Otherwise, I think his ass would be at home. But he ain't built like that. And I actually commend him for being built in a way enough to help elevate others as well. Kudos to him, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I ain't forget. I'm going to tell you about the other college coach being sued by a former player. I'm going to get to more of your calls. And then if you ever wondered about this, there was a report that got put out. What state, what city produces the best football talent? I'm going to tell you about it next hour, the other side of the break. Your calls, too, here on CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look, look who's here.